We all travel through places in life that we'd rather not travel through. As an individual, as a family, sometimes as a nation. There are plenty of people who right now are doing life tough, either because of their own personal circumstances or because of where their nation is at. I think of the tens of thousands of Christians in the Middle East who are being so terribly persecuted, the young children growing up in poverty, the men and women struggling to survive in refugee camps, wondering what, if anything, their future holds. A few thousand years ago, someone who wrote a psalm, Psalm 85, was living in a difficult place like that. The psalm's kind of like a prayer asking God for help. And right toward the end, the writer all of a sudden gets a wind of inspiration, a picture of what's about to happen. Psalm 85, verses 9 to 12. Surely God's salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. His steadfast love and his faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good and our land will yield its increase. Surely, surely God's salvation is at hand, surely. What a beautiful picture the psalmist paints. For those who fear God, for those who honour God, his steadfast love and his faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. When you and I are in that difficult place, we forget. We forget that God is faithful beyond anything that we can imagine. His love for us, his love for you, is steadfast, rock solid, unflinching, unfailing, never ending. And at some point, sooner than you may imagine, righteousness and peace will kiss each other. They'll come together beautifully, gently in your life, and God's faithfulness to you will surprise you. It will spring up out of the ground. His righteousness will look down at you from the sky above. The goodness of God will surround you no matter what's going on. God is faithful no matter what's going on in your land, in your place, in your life, right at the moment. Take a deep, deep breath. Just drink in the mighty word of God today. Let his word reach deep down into your troubled heart, and may you have his peace. Your God is faithful. His love for you is steadfast. And that reality, that powerful truth, comes together in your life as you receive his word, as you believe what he says. Now, the Lord will give you what is good, and the land will yield its produce. What a beautiful picture. What a beautiful place. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.